Michael for you every Sunday. The phone, give us a call. Now we're joined by our featured guest this evening, a great actor. You've seen him in so much, not just on Amazon Prime and Bosch and Transparent, but you've seen him in such great films as Blood Simple, Zodiac, The Fly.
Ah.
That was a great film. We're joined by John Getz. John, how are you this fine, fine evening?
Well, how are you? Why are you maligning pirates?
Well, we're not maligning pirates. We're just blowing the lid off all the preconceptions that turn out not to be true. They walked planks had parrots.
In our recurring segment, Interesting Facts, we reveal to a waiting public that there was only one recorded instance of a pirate ever being made to have someone walk the plank. And there are precisely zero today, we reported, zero instances of any actual pirates being known to have associated with parrots. So one
much
by
less
one,
having them on their shoulder,
one by
agreeing
one,
with everything they say,
we're deconstructing this narrative of piracy that's been just as fake news. It's fake pirate news.
News reporting being what it was in the day, of course, I'm sure there are holes in all of this. But
absolutely.
Good evening. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Now I have to ask you: Are you based here in sunny Southern California, or are you further afield?
I have been here for some time. Yes.
So today was the L.A. Marathon. Did you, in fact, John, run today's marathon? Have you ever ran a marathon? Are you pro-marathon or anti-marathon?
I am. I was a swimmer when I was a kid, and I was told later in life by my orthopedist that it was a wise thing for swimmers never to run anywhere. So I only did horizontal sports.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We'll let that hang in our minds.
In the water.
Okay. Well, we're just trying to envision the permutations there. Now, my point, I'm anti-marathon, and I'll say it to anyone.
You don't like the fact that the first marathon runner died at the end of the marathon.
That's not
a good precedent.
That really finished the analysis for me. What is the origin of this marathon?
You're getting into news reporting again, right?
Well, exactly. We're breaking the right from
somebody, this is somebody running and reporting the news.
Well, exactly. But that was a commitment that reporters had back then to the news, that they would run the 26.2 miles from Piraeus to Athens or wherever they had to go to. And they said their piece, and then they died. And then people had the idea, well, let's do that again.
And not die.
Let's just do that.
I have great admiration for all of them, but I was actually on my way to the theater today to do a little work when they were.
And I bet they inconvenienced you.
Did they cause you delay?
Inconvenienced me. They kept off the freeways. So
So I want to know about this great production that you're involved in. What can you tell us about this great new play that you're doing?
It's a world premiere.
Hey ho!
Of a play that was actually written some years ago, worked on at the Public Theater in New York. I think they did a reading of it at Steppenwolf in Chicago. It was worked on at the O'Neill Center for New Plays.
Wow, great pedigree.
Sir, for a world premiere, it has a lot going for
it. It wasn't done until this very time, and it's a little bit of its time in as much as some of it is about priests and the Catholic Church and their misdoings, but it's more about how far people will go in institutions to protect their secrets, and about how one deals with that. Who pays the price for that? How you deal with the trauma created by that, and it becomes a bit of a little mystery between with arguments between the Catholic Church, Buddhism, families, contemporary problems such as pollution, environmental pollution, all sorts of
things. Cover a lot of ground there.
A lofty list of topics.
Play.
Okay. What's the name of it?
Touching play.
Can you give our audience the name and the playwright and
the
some...
name of this play is An Undivided Heart.
Ooh, good.
By a gentleman named Yusuf Toropov.
Okay.
And we're doing it at the Echo Theater Company. It's a co-production of Echo Theater Company and Circle X Theater Company, who do all sorts of new and wonderful and exciting works out at the Atwater Village Theater.
Oh, I know Atwater.
Mm-hmm. Atwater Village.
Now, I've got to ask you, is it a funny play? Is it a serious play? Is it a date play? I mean, what sort of evening should people build around going and seeing this particular play?
Bring the family.
It's family.
It's a serious play. It's very funny. There's a lot of laughs in it. It's strange. It's interesting. It's there are apparitions. There are singing priests. There are, you know, it has...
It's quite a pitch.
Yeah.
Has a lot of stuff going on. I would say it's entertaining and I think quite touching, too. So.
And can you tell us anything about the character that you play? What drew you to that character?
I am playing my usual man of authority and wisdom. I am a cardinal in the church.
Ooh. That's pretty high up.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've been a Supreme Court justice. I've been the editor of some major newspapers. I've worked my way around the powers of
power. You ever played the general in charge of the institution?
I've played generals in charge of a variety of.
There's always a general in charge of the institution.
Yeah, there's someone out there. Now I've got to ask you. This is an era of peak TV, and you're grabbing with both hands. You're involved in a couple of great shows on Amazon, Bosch, and Transparent that have great followings out there. But you still have a love for the theater. What do you enjoy about TV work? What do you enjoy about theater work? How do you allow the two to complement one another?
Well, I don't think the compliments. The compliments are that with theater, you're practicing all the time, every night. Things are changing. You're in front of an audience. The audience is feeding you things. And if you make a terrible mistake, if you forget to do something, you can redo it on the fly, and it might be a little triumph. And if you don't redo it on the fly, you've got the next night to save yourself again.
There you go.
And no one is committing it to film and proving it.
There's no evidence of anything.
Oh, nobody notices anyway, right?
Nobody's going to put it up on a big screen somewhere and say, yeah, it really wasn't that good.
It's surprising, though, what people don't notice, isn't it?
It is, in fact.
You can go pretty far wrong.
It's always surprising how much they enjoy a really good mistake right there in front of them.
It's called improvisation.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Just like life.
Exactly. Yep. It's just making it up one sentence at a time. Now, can you tell our listeners, John, the who's, where's, how's of getting tickets to this fine production?
Tickets can be found at the echotheatercompany.com. That's on the internet. It's at the Atwater Village Theater, which is, east of Los Feliz, south of Glendale, off the 5 there, between the 2 and Glendale Boulevard, around in there.
Freeway adjacent, easy to get in and out.
Easy to get to, a beautiful space. Drinks can be had.
There you go.
Oh, you got me there.
Okay.
Free-flowing alcohol.
He didn't say free.
Well, if
they can be had.
They can be had. I'll bring a thick wallet when I come in. There's something about live theater and copious alcohol that has always been a good combination for me. Now, I've got to ask you, John, any other things you can announce now, any other appearances on TV and film that our wider audience who can't make it to the theater will be able to see you in? Anything you can tell us about 2018 or 2019?
There are a couple little movies under the belt, but I don't know when they're going to be released. There's the next season of Bosch,
yes,
will be coming up, and which I'll be very busy skulking around, and that's about it at the moment, I believe.
That I can speak about,
yes.
I want to thank you so much, John Gatz, for being part of The Bigger Picture. It sounds like an amazing play. I want to encourage friends and neighbors, all of you, to make your way out to see it. But in the meantime, thank you so much, John, for being part of the show.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tim.
Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a very, very short commercial break. We're